Come on now, soft it to me, sing me a song. Let's keep the music grooving, we're going strong.
Monitor 68 for Saturday, July 27th. Ready, willing, and quite able to sock it to you, but nicely. I'm Gene Rayburn, and Edwin Newman is just around the next song with some pertinent comments on... On what? Well, I don't know. We'll find out in a moment. As for the song, it's a new version of one you may remember, Battle of New Orleans by Harper's Bazaar.
One tiny slip means another tough break. But now into your big, hard, clattering world comes J.P. Stevens with a couple of softies. Stevens Merriweather and Merriair Indoor-Outdoor Carpet made with Vectra fiber. Designed to go where most other carpets wouldn't dare. Places like kitchens, bathrooms, family rooms, patios, porches. You see, Vectra fiber makes Merriweather and Merriair stain-resistant, fade-resistant, and remarkably rugged. They can't rot, and they aren't affected by mildew. And to make your life even softer, Merriair comes with its own built-in rubber backing. You're going to love what J.P. Stevens has done for that hard world of yours. Of course, having Junior tramp across the kitchen floor sounding like this may take some getting used to.
Now, American Political Scene 68, brought to you by American Motors, makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel Rambler, and the new Javelin. In a few moments, Edwin Newman offers his personal reactions to Senator Kennedy's announcement declining the vice presidential nomination.
Ooh, what a beautiful javelin. Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I can't tell you.
I never heard of such a thing. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
We do ordinarily, but during our Smart Buyers Convention, we're keeping the price of this specially equipped javelin a secret.
You are?
Yes, but if you can guess the mystery price, you can win a javelin free.
Oh, I just love mysteries.
And everyone who visits his American Motors dealer during the Smart Buyers Convention gets a free convention and election guide.
I just love guides.
And of course, you can save a ton of money on any American Motors car during this summer sale.
Oh, I just love sales and cars and summer. And you.
Be sure to pick up your free convention and election guide now at your nearby American Motors dealer during his Smart Buyers Convention. You may even win a Javelin. Licensed drivers 18 and over are eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Now some personal opinions on Senator Kennedy's decision not to seek the vice presidential nomination. Said opinions from Edwin Newman, NBC News.
I have to admit to a feeling of relief over the statement Senator Edward Kennedy has made, in which he declines to be a vice presidential candidate this year. It is not pleasant to recall the talk of Edward Kennedy going for the vice presidency or the presidency began almost as soon as his brother, Senator Robert Kennedy, was shot. The suggestions were tasteless to the point of being obscene. To say the least, anybody who has had a brother shot down while in the office of the presidency and another shot down while seeking that office might be left to decide his future political plans for himself. There was a breathtaking crassness about putting forward his name in those circumstances. Beyond that, Edward Kennedy had new family obligations because of the deaths of his brothers. He is the father of two children and the uncle of a fatherless 12. For this reason also, no pressure should have been put on him to run. It was said that he would strengthen the ticket. It took an invincible insensitivity to cite such a matter at such a time. Some politicians followed a different line in urging that Edward Kennedy be placed on the Democratic ticket this fall. They said that the nation owed something to the Kennedy family because of the two murders, and that the vice presidential nomination would be a suitable payment or partial payment. This, again, is a strange way of looking at things. Nobody would deny that the Kennedy family has suffered greatly, but the pursuit of political power, and especially of the presidency, was its own idea, almost its obsession. Horrible as it may be, everybody going into public life takes a certain risk, and nobody can say when the risk may prove too great. There is only one reason for having a vice president of the United States, and that is that he may have to become the president. The only valid consideration, therefore, in choosing a vice presidential candidate is whether he is capable of being president. This must apply to Edward Kennedy as much as it does to anyone else. Edward Kennedy is 36 years old. 6 years in the Senate are the sum total of his political experience. He has apparently been a conscientious and adequate senator, but whatever some may want to believe, there is as yet little evidence of unusual gifts or ability to lead. For many reasons, therefore, Edward Kennedy appears to have made the correct decision. It is too bad that some who call themselves his friends obliged him to make it. Edwin Newman, NBC News.
American Political Scene 68 was brought to you also by True Filter Cigarettes.
Looking for fresh taste in a menthol cigarette? Here's the one that never loses its cool. True Menthol Green.
American Political Scene 68, a regular monitor feature, offers interesting, informative coverage of the current political campaign from a wide variety of viewpoints. Among those reporting, Chet Huntley, Bob and Ray, Henry Morgan, and others. We'll also cover the upcoming political conventions, beginning with the Republicans, Monday, August 5th, following developments throughout the day and night. For comprehensive convention coverage, stay with NBC Radio and Television. Right now, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Another big Schaefer discovery. The big, brilliant voice of Vahan Kanzadian.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Schaefer pleasure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world, the people who are having fun. Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Say, have you noticed something lately about your present brand of beer? You're having a couple of cold glasses, and that second glass doesn't taste quite as good as the first. Well, maybe it's time you switched to Schaefer. Schaefer delivers flavor that never fades.
Pleasure that comes through loud and clear, glass after glass. Try it, and you'll agree, Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Don't move, just leave your dollar on a tip here in Monitor. Lean back and stay a while on a tip here in Monitor.
At precisely 18 minutes after the hour, Gene Rayburn, your host. Now, Monitor tip for the outdoor chef. For the most efficient cooking and the comfort of your guests and your neighbors, make sure your portable grill faces into the wind, giving you the best fire draft while at the same time carrying the smoke away from the guests. Near brush or woods, make sure sparks or embers won't carry into highly inflammable material. Wherever, whenever you cook outdoors, always have a fire bucket or extinguisher within reach. Now have another outdoor cooking tip.
Hot dogs! Armor hot dogs! What kind of kids eat armor hot dogs? Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Tough kids, sissy kids,
even kids with chicken pox.
Love hot dogs!
Where do kids like Armor hot dogs? Leave me tell you where they like them. They like them in the park, at the beach, home or away. Kids like the great all-meat taste of Armor hot dogs.
The dog kids love to love.
Enjoy a new piece of Monitor music now as Ole Jose and the Golden Leaves work their way through Limbo 68. Golfing galleries, good, bad, and indifferent. Golfing pro Tom Neoporti tells it like it is to Joe Garagiola and Monitor Sports. Brought to you by Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. The pro, you can always spot him on the field. He's a player with the all-out effort, the one who comes through when the real pressure's on. Performance under any condition, that's the mark of professional pride, the same pride that the Union Oil Company feels for Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. Super Royal Triton performs so well that it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. Check the statistics. Super Royal Triton can take all extremes of temperature, keeps your engine clean under all driving conditions. A special detergent keeps gummy sludge from settling on engine parts, reduces friction to help you get all the power your engine can deliver. All-out performance. That's Super Royal Triton Motor Oil, the all-time performer. Next time you need an oil change, get the finest for your money. Super Royal Triton at your garage, service station, car dealer, or auto supply store. Now here's Joe Garagiola.
Golfing galleries are made up not only of fans, but also of people who are looking for a little help with their own game. And not long ago, I talked about that with one of the fine professional golfers, Tom Neoporti. Tom, when you're playing golf in a tournament, do people in the gallery come up and ask you to help them with their game?
Sometimes they do. I can remember. Joe, you know, the smaller the gallery, the more chance they have to do this. It seems like the bigger the gallery, when I'm paired with fellows like Arnold Palmer and some of the big known players, not that I'm not, but fellows like Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicklaus or some of the fellows like that, they have such tremendous crowds that people don't bother you at all. It's only when you have like 10 or 15 or 50 people walking around and there might be a fellow standing there when you're hitting a shot and they'll say, well, what club did you use and how did you hit that shot?
It would seem to me that playing with a Nicklaus and a Palmer would be tough, not only because of the gallery, but the pressure. Is it?
Well, I can remember the first time that I felt that I was in contention in the Insurance City Open. I did finish second in the tournament. I was playing the last round with Arnold Palmer. And at that particular time, I had, I think, 15 out of 16 rounds in the 60s, which is pretty good. And it was my third year on tour. And I really felt if I ever was going to win a tournament, this was going to be the day. So Sunday comes, and I'm playing in the second last three, and I'm fair with Arnold Palmer. And Arnold finished putting on the first hole. And I had still got a 3-foot putt left for my par, and all the people just left the green. You know, all I could see was a red trousers and green trousers and a lot of movement, and I hadn't putted yet. And which Arnold Palmer said, quiet please, everybody, which he's always done. He had consideration for the other players, but right away then I felt that, you know, it bothered me a little bit.
How about when a Palmer, of course you're a big man off the tee, but when a Palmer or Nicklaus, we're going by reputation now, when they make the fantastic tee shot, or they'll make a fantastic shot from wherever. Do you try to outdo a Palmer, or do you still try to play a Tom Neoporti game?
Well, I think that I think you try to play your own game. I think you try to impress sometimes, you know, let them know that you're a pretty good player too. And I have an effortless type swing, and I still get quite a good distance, as you know. And Arnold, when he hits a ball, it kind of shoots out like it's a jet stream or something. And when we walk down the fairway, my ball's right next to his. See, I don't have the type of swing and all the power and everything that looks like my ball's going 300 yards. It's more an effortless type thing. So it's not as spectacular looking.
Later today on Monitor, more from Tom Neoporti, including a tip to help you with your golf game. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day, my brother-in-law says, Phil, when are you going to take advantage of the low, low rates the State Farm Fire and Casualty offers on homeowners insurance? Kevin, I said, since when are you worried about me? He said, I'm not worried about you, Phil. But if your house burns down, I don't want to have to look for someplace else to live.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Thank you.
course, Jankowski's orchestra, Don't Sleep in the Subway. After all, local NBC stations identify themselves. We'll hurry right back. Gene Rayburn here for Monitor.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.
Tonight, Channel 4's New York Illustrated takes you to Valley Forge Army Hospital outside Philadelphia to see a Christmas show put on by a dozen New Yorkers, secretaries, students, and business executives. Their purpose was to entertain wounded Vietnam veterans. Let them entertain you tonight at 7 o'clock on Channel 4.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Approximately 5 minutes of Monitor music, which begins with Matt Monroe singing The Music Played.
An angry silence lay where love had been, and in your eyes a look I'd never seen. If I had found the words, you might have stayed. But as I turned to speak, the music played. As lovers danced their way around the floor, I sat and watched you walk towards the door. I heard a friend of yours suggest to stay, and as you took his hand, the music played. Friends before, while I was hurting you by clinging to my pride, he had been waiting, and I drove him to your side. I couldn't say the things I should have said, refused to let my heart control my head. But I was made to see the price I paid, and as he held you close, the music played.
Monitor, Floyd Kramer and Sonny.
Thank you.
today in the North, you'll find a mammoth bicentennial celebration in the lovely town of Meredith, New Hampshire. Today in the West, the 90th annual meeting of Western cattlemen in Ghost Town at Silver City, Idaho. We'll have to cover South and East a bit later because Bob Considine is upcoming with an interesting answer to the question, will President Johnson visit Moscow? I'm Gene Rayburn. Here come the Royal Guardsmen with their candidate.
The time had come in 68 to elect a president. And all the famous candidates thought they were heaven sent. They screamed and raved and bounded, their hands upon their hearts. But soon the noble promises were hard to tell apart. Waiting at the voting patch, dogs sincere and brave. And everybody hoped that soon the country would save. The bumpkin said the day has come for you to take a stand. For love has left the people across our native land.
Cars if you won't tell people the price.
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Next, a monitor tip for the home handyman. Don't throw away that leaky hot water bottle. Don't throw away that leaky hot water bottle. Just cut a long horizontal slit in it. Hang it in the broom closet or near the workbench. And what do you think you can use it for? You'll find it a safe and neat receptacle for oil-treated cleaning cloths. Now, here's another handy tip for the homeowner. For less than $3... you can own a whole tool kit in just one tool. It's a vice grip locking wrench that looks like a pair of pliers with a bolt in its right leg. Vice grip is the handyman's best friend, and it saves the day for the man that's not so handy, too. Ever try to remove the pin on a door hinge? Well, vice grip does that job quickly and easily. It's a super pliers. Tough screwdriver jobs, nothing to it. Just lock a vice grip to the shank of the screwdriver for added leverage. It's a wrench that clamps on with a tongue grip, yet opens with a flick of a finger. Get several vice grips at tool counters everywhere for the home, car, boat, and workshop. Vice grip, the handiest tool you can own, priced below $3. Next on Monitor on the Line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
There was talk last week in Moscow that President Johnson might fly there near the end of his administration for a dramatic presentation of the American viewpoint to the Russian people. The talk was clobbered, so far as I'm concerned, by former U.S. Ambassador to the Soviet Union, Foy Kohler. I'll be back with more on that after this. Most of us really don't understand major medical insurance and why we need it. Here's the inside story from Mutual of Omaha.
Most people have some insurance that helps pay the average hospital bills. But what about the major expense of a sickness or accident that requires extended hospital and home care? That's the need that Mutual of Omaha Major Medical Protection helps you meet. It helps pay the big bills. Mutual of Omaha Major Medical Protection can pay up to $10,000 in benefits for each one in your family, for each sickness or accident. It can help pay for hospital, doctors, and surgeons' bills, drugs, nursing, and medical services, both in and out of the hospital. Who needs major medical protection? Everyone who can't afford $10,000 in medical bills. It's good protection against rising medical care costs and worth adding to your present insurance. See your local Mutual of Omaha man. Get the inside story on major medical protection from Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
In Leningrad last week, on the inaugural flight of the new Pan Am Aeroflot jet service between this country and Russia, I asked a fellow visitor, former U.S. ambassador to the USSR, Foy Kohler, what he thought to the rumors that LBJ will visit Russia before he steps down as president. Highly unlikely, Ambassador Kohler said. These people are right now involved in their most determined effort to hold their empire together. They have called a meeting for early November, 51st anniversary of the revolution, and hope to attract every communist nation's representatives to Moscow. They've even got feelers out for Red Chinese representation. You know how some of the Eastern European countries are wobbling all over the lot. So what would be the sense, he concluded, of inviting President Johnson to come to Russia to say things calculated to weaken rather than strengthen the communist alliance? Russia's big selling point in getting a big turnout for the communist summit is its appeal for a solid front against what it considers American aggression in Southeast Asia, Cuba, and elsewhere. So don't count on his coming, he added. An old Russian hand assured me while in Moscow that the Kremlin leaders want out of their commitment to Hanoi, as President Johnson wants out of his costly ties with Saigon. They all share the common dilemma of not knowing just how to disengage without loss of face, according to my friend. Russia's investment in the war is only a fraction of our own, but it hurts nevertheless economically. Cuba is still costing Russia $1 million a day. This is beginning to hurt, too. They say money doesn't really count in the Soviet Union. Top income tax is still only 13%. People pay only 4% of their annual income for rent, no matter how many square meters of space they need or get assigned to them. Still, Russia can feel the economic pinch just as any democracy, specifically ours. The word from the experienced Kremlin watchers is that Russia would get out of aiding North Vietnam tomorrow if such a move did not bring China into that war much more strenuously than it now is, and thus seize the title of Big Brother of the oppressed communist world. Russia has held that title from the beginning. A final note. I ask our present ambassador to Russia, Llewellyn Thompson, how things are now that we and the Russians have agreed on non-proliferation of nuclear weapons, a renewal of the cultural and consular pacts, the new air service, and so forth. The keen-eyed American diplomat looked at me and answered with one word. Frustrating, he said. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now, this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Accidents can happen. Motorboating. Or mountain climbing. But accidents aren't the only things that can spoil summer fun. You could get sick. 6 times more people are laid up from sickness than from accidents. Can you afford proper care? $10,000 worth? Then you and your family need Mutual of Omaha's hospital major medical insurance with maximum protection at minimum cost. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Listen again later today when On the Line with Bob Considine will be brought to you again by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Your Ford dealer's summer savings sale is on. What's in it for you? Money. Money is what you save. Style and dependability are what you get when you buy a brand new 68 at your Ford dealer's summer savings sale. Every 1968 Ford in stock is now specially priced to move and move fast. Save on Torino, Fairlane, Mustang, and LTD by Ford. All the most popular cars in their class. Here's your chance to put a bestseller in your garage and keep some money in your pocket. Come in and save the loot at your Ford dealer's summer savings sale. It happens only once a year, and now's the time. See your Ford dealer while his summer savings sale is in full swing and see why the switch is on to Ford.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Just keep tuned to Monitor.
And not a moment too soon, because it's now 14 minutes before the Monitor Hour. I'm still Gene Rayburn. You know, I always thought I was a reasonably unflappable guy. Well, you can forget about that, because something in the news 2 days ago certainly shook me up quite a bit. Do you know that they've developed a do-it-yourself laser beam kit? Did you know that? I'm not kidding. For as little as $25 worth of materials, you can be the first in your neighborhood to own and operate your own laser. Shades of James Bond, Leonardo da Vinci, and H.G. Wells. I mean, I've heard of conversation pieces, but your very own laser beam? Gun control laws we've heard about. Perhaps laser control laws are next.
Romance never found me. Not a man in sight. Now suddenly they surround me, since my toothpaste is ultra bright. Oh, ultra bright answers my life. Whoa, ultra bright changed my whole life. When I smile, strong men squeal, as a kiss or two they steal. Ultra bright, give your mouth sex appeal.
You're hot, dirty, and miles away from soap and water. Then, suddenly you remember. You have some wash and dry in your pocket. You wipe your face with a wash and dry towelette. And then instead of feeling hot and dirty, you feel clean and refreshed. Smart people everywhere clean and freshen up any place without soap and water with wash and dry. Shouldn't you?
Edie Gourmet with one of the happiest public announcements of this or any other day. Each year after the college All-Stars play the professional champions in the first big preseason football game, cries begin to abolish the game, that it's a mismatch. This year, the college boys are confident. That story next on Monitor Sports, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Diller, the Tinkerbell of the Grease Monkey set, and I'm here to tell you how to take care of your car. Don't laugh. I have a perfectly adorable car. I crocheted it out of 2,000 pounds of steel wool. But when it comes to service, it's no laughing matter. When I used to take my car in for service, most guys would try to put me up on the lift. In fact, one keen group was going to have me called back for a faulty transmission. They've got to be kidding. Then I heard about this wonderful thing called Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation. Those dear, sweet boys, they even treated me like people. In fact, they even treated my car like people. So, ladies, try a little Customer Care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers. If they treat me right, just think what they'll do for you. Ha, 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 ha.
The 50 college heroes now training for the All-Star game Friday in Chicago are underdogs, but they're big and good enough so that all have been signed by the pros. Johnny Earp of Monitor Sports talked with Mike Hull, a fullback at Southern Cal, about the All-Stars' chances against the Green Bay Packers.
Mike, congratulations coming into our town as a member of the Chicago Bears, but I'm talking to you now as a member of the college All-Stars. How do you feel about joining this gang?
I feel real good about it. I get to play against the Green Bay Packers, my first game in pro football, and that'll be quite an experience for me. I'm sort of my own backyard right now.
Incidentally, do you have any idea vaguely how Coach Norm Van Brocklin plans to play you in this All-Star game?
I really don't know exactly where I'll play. I know that I'll play primarily a tight end position. I know they're going to work me out a lot there, so I get used to the different techniques at tight end. Although I've played fullback for many years, so I don't think they'll concentrate as much efforts on fullback position. I'll play both, actually. It'll probably be balanced out to the point that I'll play both positions.
Mike, where do you feel you got the most competition? Getting in that backfield or something for the All-Stars, or getting with the Chicago Bears?
I think I'm going to have an awful lot of competition no matter where I go or what I play. There's an awful lot of good football players around, and I'll have a lot of competition, but I'm as big as most of them and just about as fast. That'll work out okay at either position.
I guess confidence is part of life, part of this game of football, too.
It certainly is. As you'll find talking to most of football players, this is what they have to have. You have to have confidence in your own ability and confidence in your ability to do the job.
You don't look out of shape. You're not going to have to lose much weight, if any.
If I lose any more weight, I'll blow away. Well, I'm about 228 now, so I... That's about what I've played at SC, and I want to stay right there. I feel real good at that weight.
Has Coach Jim Dooley of the Bears or Papa Bear Judge Hallis said anything to you about weight? They want you to go either way?
No, they just left it up to me. They wanted me around 228 to 230, which I am right now. They wanted me to keep my speed, and that's the important thing. Mm-hmm. If I went up to 240 or something, maybe I'd be a little bit slower. So that wouldn't do me any good at all.
Has either of those Bears given you any tips on how to play against the Packers?
Yeah, they have. You have to hit them when they're not looking and run away from them.
That sounds dirty here. Hit them when they're not looking.
It certainly is.
They tell you anything about Mr. Lombardi?
No, I hope I don't meet up with him too many times.
What about Coach Norm Van Brocklin? Has he given you any advanced tips?
Yeah, he has. He's given us. He's done a fantastic job of scouting on the Packers, and I think we'll be ready for him.
You sound quite confident.
Yeah, I think we can beat him. We've got a lot of mooses out here, a lot of big boys, a lot of guys with a lot of speed, and two of the top quarterbacks in the country. Everybody knows that, and Greg Landry and Gary Beavin. So I think we could do a good job against them.
Mike, certainly good luck to you in the coming season. Good luck to you first in the college All-Star game against the Packers, and then on making that Chicago Bears squad.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you very much.
This is Johnny Earp from Monitor Sports.
Now a word about State Farm.
I'm Phil Foster. Hey, I just wrote one of those catchy radio jingles. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, and I'll insure it with a low-cost homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty. What's the matter? I don't hear nobody tapping their foot.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Thank you.
driving beat in that song, Classical Gas, played by Mason Williams and Orchestra. A little note of history here. In this month, July 1952, price controls came off most meat and vegetables. Some of you old-timers must remember that. For the stories making headlines on July 27, 1968, just stay tuned for NBC Monitor News on the Hour. This is Gene Rayburn.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.
Your Ford dealer's summer savings sale is on. What's in it for you? Money. Money is what you save. Style and dependability are what you get when you buy a brand new 68 at your Ford dealer's summer savings sale. Every 1968 Ford in stock is now specially priced to move and move fast. Save on Torino, Fairlane, Mustang, and LTD by Ford. All the most popular cars in their class. Here's your chance to put a bestseller in your garage and keep some money in your pocket. Come in and save the loot at your Ford dealer's summer savings sale. It happens only once a year, and now's the time. See your Ford dealer while his summer savings sale is in full swing and see why the switch is on to Ford.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.